And I just wolfed down a big blob of peanut butter hair so that I would be supplied for the day. Anyway,
wow.
I hope everything is going well with
well,
you.
Well, let me tell you some of the things that are going on. One thing is that our baby, Catherine, is going to be 6 months old on January 3rd, so she's 5.5 months old now.
Wow.
And she weighs 25 pounds, and she's wearing clothes designed for two-year-olds, so she is really growing, and she is big and strong. So we're very pleased with her.
Yes, it's nice to have healthy children. There have been amazing breakthroughs in age reversal, which are some of them are difficult to obtain, but if you're persistent enough, you can obtain them. And the number one item is metformin, 500 milligrams a day, and then the next one is rapamycin, and you have to look up Dr. Alan Green's website in New York City. He's the RAPA doctor.
Okay.
There are a lot of doctors whose names are Alan Green, but you have to find the one that's the RAPA doctor and then read his item. The man is a genius. He's exceptionally sharp.
I'll look him up. I wrote it down.
And then the third item is NAD Plus, which I'm not sure exactly how that works, but I guess it beefs up the mitochondria in the cells or something like that. I've never been terribly impressed by it.
Okay.
Then when we come to the senolytics are one of the big deals right now, and the prime senolytic recommended now is fisetin, I think it's S-E-T-I-N, fisetin. It's a plant product, and it's not expensive. And it's extremely non-toxic. You can take a huge amount of this stuff and not have to vomit or anything like that.
So it's called fisetin?
Fisetin. Yeah, look up senolytics. Senolytics is a new form of medical treatment. And what the senolytics do is they remove the decadent and dying cells in the body that cause toxic effects and result in partially in the aging process.
Mm-hmm.
So the senolytic comes along, it removes those, and they're replaced with fresh normal cells, and the result being that the animal that is being experimented with grows slightly younger. And this has been tried, I think, on a lot of different mammals.
Mm-hmm.
Life extension has proven itself, I think, and they've been rejuvenating mammals. Rapamycin is interesting because it works on all mammals.
Okay, I am taking notes of everything you say. I want to maintain my health. Now, I'm lucky. I'm 64, but I'm in great health. I can do everything. I don't want to lose that.
Well, have you watched the Radfest lectures by Bill Falloon?
I watched one video that you told me about by Bill Falloon, but I haven't watched more than one. So it was the first one you told me about, and it was impressive.
Yeah, the only way we can help survival, I think, is to extend the lifespan of people that are decent.
Well, I've got lots of work to do. I'm working on 3 books right now, and you won't believe this, but nationalvanguard.org, my website, that is my news website that tells the truth about race, is getting 4 million page views every month now, 10 times what it was a few years ago. So I've got lots of work I want to continue for a long time.
I hope that your website is stirring up some activity.
I think it is.
Man, if I could regain my strength, I would be in very good shape. But there's a missing element between youthful chemistry and the chemistry of the elderly.
Yes.
One of the newer age reversal technologies is youthful blood. Youthful blood contains stuff that makes up the difference. And I don't know if you've seen the experiments where they sew an old rat onto a young rat and combine their circulatory systems. But when they do that, the old rat is rejuvenated to quite a large extent.
Interesting.
And the young rat deteriorates a lot faster than normal. So one of the things that I've found is peanut butter, which is ridiculous. But you would think that they would be searching for the active component of peanut butter that does the good.
I wonder what it is. It's a very simple compound, I would think.
Yeah, probably so, and it's not expensive. It fills you up pretty fast.
I eat peanut butter at least 3 times a week just because it's a cheap food and it tastes good and I like it. So.
Yes, well, those are all good reasons, but my reasons extend far beyond that.
Sounds like you've got somebody helping you there, though. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, my son is here helping me, and his girlfriend is with us, too.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm so happy to hear that. I hope that's working out great for you.
Yeah, so we're not doing too badly as far as help is concerned. So I have a treading, I don't know what you call it, it's got couple of pistons on it, and it's got a couple of treads where you tromp up and down on it.
Okay, yeah, we have one of those.
And then we have a strider, which is entirely different. That allows your legs to move a lot further and a lot faster than the treader type.
Mm-hmm.
Gadget, and mm-hmm. that treader type gadget is small. It can fit under a desk, but the strider is fairly big. It's you got to mount it it's not quite like a horse, but you have to mount the thing and then get it into motion. But any amount of exercise helps, and I can see that. After exercise, the whole world looks better.
Well, that's great. It must be doing something to your brain chemistry, too, then, when you do that.
I hope so. It certainly needs it.
Well, I wanted to ask you, now, you don't have to do this if you don't want to, but would you want me to have any message for Steve and the other people who check into the Liberty Net that I talk to most every Saturday? And if so, I could record it and transmit it on the radio.
Yeah, the only thing is I hope they have a Merry Christmas, and I'm sorry that I'm not there. I I will, the minute I regain some of my strength, that will be back on. But the question is, when is that going to be? I don't really know. But on the other hand, I'm taking this this life extension protocol and all of the supplements that go with it. And there are new ones coming out. On Fisetin, recently they improved it by adding something that makes it increasingly absorbable. Whether it really does anything or not, I don't know. I've been taking it for a few days. But we keep at it.
Very good. What is your opinion of the 2020 election, Vic?
Oh, it sucks. I feel like the country's been overrun by the left. It's a horrible outcome. But Trump is fighting. He's continuing to fight. Bless his soul. That guy really is courageous.
Yes, if you follow what he says, and if you follow what a certain parts of his team say, he really did win the election, but the cheaters and the media have conspired to take it away from him.
Yes, and that's being fought in the courts. And you don't hear too much about this on the media, and the Democrats themselves aren't really talking about it either, because it's up to the courts to decide some of this stuff. But if we had decent courts, this would be no problem at all.
Yes. The problem is so many of the judges are corrupt themselves.
Yes. Well, one thing Trump did that was great was to appoint hundreds of judges.
Mm-hmm. I hope we get some benefit from that in the next few years, whether he wins this court battle or not. It looks very much like America is trending toward basically being a communist country, especially if that Kamala gets in there after the Alzheimer patient dies. It may be that Kamala, I call her Kamala Hates Whites, and if she gets in there, I fear we may have something very close to a communist dictatorship in this country.
Well, I agree with that. It's even worse than that. It's not just a communist dictatorship, but it's a violent one.
Yes.
They'd just as soon burn your car or your house or whatever.
And if you defend yourself, you're the criminal.
Yes. And if you look at TV, all you see is blacks and mulattoes alongside of white women.
Yes.
That's their primary shit piece for America.
Very much indeed. The white woman has been the target all along. They started with feminism back in the 60s, and now it's gone even way beyond that. It's truly sickening. And ever since this criminal George Floyd was killed, the media have made racial mixing and the pushing of black people, black culture, black everything on us one of their priorities. You just simply can't turn on the TV or even YouTube, you know, online, without having it stuffed in your face almost 24/7.
Well, it's not in my face because I don't even turn it on.
There you go.
I just bought a new computer. It's a it's an HP old cheapo computer. Seems to work fairly well, but the problem with it is it's all pop-ups. I can't get rid of the damn pop-ups in this stupid thing.
Well, you might consider going into the menu on your browser and adding extensions. There is an extension called Ad Blocker Plus. It's all one word, Ad Blocker, and then Plus, P-L-U-S, Ad Blocker Plus. I use that, and it gets rid of 95% of all advertisements.
Okay, let me write that down.
I hate ads.
Oh, man, I'm just so sick of this crap. And not only that, but they fill not only my email box, but my regular mailbox is just jammed with that crap.
Yeah.
It takes an hour to sort through it to see what's for real and what's not.
Yep.
It's really.
They should pay you for the time you spend going through it.
Yeah.
I have two books that I have to finish typesetting and publishing before January 31st.
Wow. Well, that's a good type of activity.
I actually enjoy it. It's tedious, it's time-consuming, but when you are finished, it's just a beautiful feeling to have a book that you produced that's going to the printer. It's a wonderful feeling, especially if it's a book that can change the world for the better.
Yeah, it sure does need changing.
Well, that's what I've dedicated my life to. So far, it looks like things are going the wrong way, but I still know that every month there are 4 million pages viewed of my website. And
there are 4 million what?
4 million pages on my website are viewed every month.
Great.
So I feel like I am making a difference with my life.
Yes, you'll replace Matt Drudge as a traitor.
Yeah, I hope I can replace him. And another thing that makes me feel good is I have a child, and we're trying to have our second child. And so I'm hoping, you know, we can raise these children to be people who will themselves change the world for the better. So that's important to me, too. I think it's actually a good thing to have things on your plate.
Yeah, I think it is, too. It's a reason for living.
Yep. Yep, I have learned that. When I have nothing to do, life is not as good.
That's true. The idle life is usually a life that's going to come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
All the people that I know that retired have died, and I'm in my 91st year.
Wow.
And most of my relatives and friends are all passed away. And I don't like it, and that's the reason I'm dedicated to the Life Extension Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that a person that accumulates a lot of knowledge and skill should not be discarded in the wastebasket of aging.
You might think about writing a book, Vic, about the wisdom you have accumulated over your 91 years. It wouldn't even have to be, you know, extremely detailed. It could be like a simple philosophical book with like basic truths in it. It could be as long as you wanted it to be. That might be something that would that I would publish for you.
Sure.
Well, I'm not going to hold you on the phone extremely long. I know you have all these things you have to do, and I'm so glad I finally got you.
I also had problems with telephone distortion, and I solved those. I rebuilt my telephone, so you're listening on my rebuilt telephone here.
Really? And it sounds great.
I used a Ross phone patch and a Ross audio amplifier to do this, and also I included a Behringer equalizer. And it turns out that the equalizer really doesn't produce any marked effects, but the addition of the phone patch and the amplifier cleaned up the audio entirely, and now I can listen to you like it's listening to the local broadcast station.
Well, the voice that you're sending me is much better than the average telephone, way better.
Yes. Well, this is a 9-band equalizer, and it starts off at about 60 cycles, very close to a 63 cycles. But as you go through the nine bands, each band, the next band up is one octave up, and so that rule applies to all of the bands.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes 125, 250, 500, 1,000, 2,000, 4,000, 8,000, and 16,000. But 8,000 and 16,000 on the telephone are useless.
Yes, you're right. On Skype, they might be 8,000 might be useful, but not on a regular telephone line, though.
Well, my big problem before was not transmitting. It was trying to understand the distorted audio that was coming through.
Ah.
So that's gone now.
Excellent. Well, you're still building things. Congratulations. That's.
Yes. Well, I had my son put together a little box for this stuff. So the my new telephone is like a miniature rectangular shoebox. Anyway, we're going to keep at it. Never give up.
No, never give up. And you know, your voice and I can judge your energy level from your voice. It does sound better than the last time I talked to you.
Yeah, thank you.
So you keep going in that direction. Keep eating peanut butter. Keep exercising. And keep going. And I'm going to take part of this conversation and play it for the Liberty Net. I know that everybody will be very excited to hear your voice.
Now, my big interest in the Liberty Net has been to operate on 160, which I find is much more conducive to continuity for complicated discussions.
Yes, well, we have been switching to 160 if 75 goes long. So we have been occasionally on 160, and when we do go on 160, it's on 1988 kilohertz.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's what I'm set up for.
And sometimes when we're on 75 and 3944 is busy, we might move up like 3 or 4 KC or move down 3 or 4. So, you know, every now and then we're not right on 3944, but usually we are. But I'll share the things you said, part of this conversation with Steve and the rest of the people who check in. And I know that the people in the 3950.net chat room love you too, and they'll be excited to hear your voice. So
I have still one request from them.
Okay.
And that is to find a muscle builder that really works, something that counteracts the sarcopenia that the elderly are subjected to.
Okay.
You know, I've been in a nursing home. I was in there for several months, and the place is absolutely disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
The elderly can't walk anymore. They're like me. They have sarcopenia. Their leg muscles have disappeared. But there's nothing being done.
Mm-hmm.
All they do is they take these individuals and they park them in a wheelchair, and that's it.
Yep, that's all they do.
Absolutely sick.
What about the muscle builders that bodybuilders use? I know they use various protein powders that they add to food.
Yeah, whey powder. They use whey, and they also use amino acids. I think there are 9 or 10, I don't know how many, critical amino acids. And the whey mix that I use comes from Life Extension, and it contains all of the essential amino acids, and also I add HMB, and don't ask me what that is because it's a very complicated molecule, but HMB tends to restore muscle mass also, and is sold by Life Extension for that purpose. So I've got the whey, I've got the amino acids, and I've got peanut butter. Peanut butter is is used by professional athletes.
Yes.
We need something that is more potent than peanut butter.
Okay. Maybe, I will put that request out there for you.
And don't make them shy about telephone calls or anything like that.
So I could give them your number?
Yes, if you want to do that, that's great. Okay, I hope that I'll have my Google telephone working again.
Very good. I look forward to hearing from you, Vic.
It has worked partially, and you know, it got cut off rather suddenly, and I figured, well, the virus must be disabling the workers. But
maybe.
I don't really know whether that happened or not. I don't think so. The telephone directory is gone. They took that out. They screwed up the entire format.
Yes, I lost my directory too. Luckily, I have most of my numbers written down somewhere.
Well, in my case, it's very difficult to make an outgoing telephone call. It takes me a half an hour to get set up to make an outgoing telephone call.
Oh, I mean, my goodness.
It's insanity. This is 2020. The telephone system used to be good. You could just dial somebody you wanted to talk to, and you could talk to them.
Yes.
But not these bastards. These bastards don't want to do that.
Well, maybe they aren't smart enough. Maybe they never should have broken up the Bell system.
Yeah. Anyway, stay in touch, and give my friends on the net all the best.
Certainly.
We'll talk further, hopefully, and take it easy, and give all my regards to all the gang.